blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And today on Abandoned Manitoba, we get an insight into Gordon Goldsborough's hectic social schedule. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning. It is hectic. I agree.
You're a man in demand. It's well, true. What are we talking about this week?
Well, listeners may remember that last week we talked about the good work being done at Manitou. And some of the people involved in it have received an award from Manitoba's Lieutenant Governor. Earlier this week, at a ceremony at Government House, Lieutenant Governor Neville presented awards to five worthy recipients. And today, I'd like to share with our listeners some details of the excellent work for which these people were recognized.
And you were at the event.
I was.
So before we get into specifics, what is the purpose of these awards?
Well, they recognize people who have worked in a variety of ways, doing things like historical research, publishing books and other media about Manitoba history, developing and operating museums, and, well, literally a host of other activities. As of last year, Her Honor made two changes to the eligibility criteria. The awards are now given exclusively to volunteers. In other words, those who do historical work as their job, university professors and others, are not eligible. Although we do hope that eventually a new award will recognize their unquestionably valuable contributions. So that was the first change. The other major change is that whereas in the past, award recipients had typically spent decades doing what they do, two awards each year are now reserved for people under 40, you know, maybe at the beginning of a long career. And we hope that these people will become sort of the next generation leaders of Manitoba's heritage and history community.
How long has this award program been going on for?
It started in 2011 by Lieutenant Governor Philip Lee, and it's been continued by his successors, Janice Filmon, and of course now Anita Neville. To date, 65 people have been recognized, and I should note that gender, ethnicity, and geographic location have no bearing on a person's probability of receiving an award. Excellence is the only criterion that counts.
And what is the role of the Manitoba Historical Society in this program?
Well, we receive the nominations that are submitted by the public by a due date, usually in either late February or early March, and a committee of the MHS evaluates all these nominations, looking at their various pros and cons, and we make recommendations to the Lieutenant Governor. Ultimately, though, the selection of the award recipients is made by Her Honor.
And how do people get nominated for the award?
Typically, they're nominated by someone who is intimately familiar with their contributions. A nomination consists of a detailed account of the work for which a person is being nominated, accompanied by at least three letters of support from people in the community. We find that the level of detail in the nomination translates directly into its probability of success. Submissions that are long and richly detailed stand a much better chance of being recommended to Her Honor.
Have you received this award?
No. In fact, I serve as the secretary to the evaluation committee, so I don't think it would be appropriate for me to be nominated. In any case, I think the focus should be on others. There are so many fine people out there that I don't envision we will ever run out of outstanding and worthy nominees.
So who were the recipients this year?
There were five in all, and I'm going to list them in alphabetical order and just say a little bit about what each of them was doing to warrant this award. Now, the first is Sabrina Janke. She's one of the two young award recipients this year, and she received an honors degree in history from the University of Winnipeg, where she was president of the History Students Association. She had spent many hours volunteering with the Association for Manitoba Archives, the Manitoba Craft Museum and Library, Heritage Winnipeg, the Winnipeg Architecture Foundation, and others. And most recently, she hosts an excellent award-winning podcast entitled One Great History, about the history of Manitoba. I encourage our listeners to check it out.
And then who is the next one?
That would be Jordan Makachuk. He's our second young award recipient. Well, Jordan has been curious about old buildings since childhood. He wants to know how they were designed, how they were built, how they were owned and used. Well, and also to be renovated through the years. Described as a friend, as a walking book of knowledge, which you were so evocative of him, he digs for information in archives and historical newspapers, and he prowls the streets of Manitoba's cities and towns. pounds on the lookout for new research targets. He has contributed literally hundreds of pages from his research to the Manitoba Historical Society's website. Just yesterday, for example, I received no less than 6 new files of information. He's just a voluminous historical researcher.
So those are the 2 Young Award recipients. So who else was given an award?
Well, the next one is Albert MacLeod. For over 40 years, he's been an advocate at the local, the national, and international levels for the LGBTQ+2S communities. He's been involved actively in building a national monument in Ottawa, and he consults for the National Museum for Human Rights. He donated records to the University of Winnipeg Archives that contributed directly to the establishment of its Two-Spirit Archives, an internationally recognized center for research and education, and he helps archivists to indigenize their work practices.
Really interesting. All right, so who was the 4th recipient?
Lyle Morin. For many decades, he's been the primary steward for the Community Museum at Grandview. He tends to daily operations. He handles building maintenance and landscaping. He develops exhibits and displays, preserves artifacts, leads public and school tours, fundraises and hires summer staff, and, well, basically helps to foster the next generation of heritage advocates by mentoring local students. You know, and if all that wasn't enough, Lyle is also active beyond the realm of heritage in serving as the present mayor of Grandview.
Busy guy. And the 5th recipient?
A longtime volunteer at the Manitoba Historical Society as a member of our Historic Buildings Committee, Field Trip Committee, Program Committee, Governing Council, and she served a term as our president. And now that was one dimension to her. And what I didn't know about Lily is that she is also active in the Ukrainian community as the national archivist and president of the Winnipeg branch of the Association of United Ukrainian Canadians. She's organized large collections of historical photos, obituaries, eulogies, memoirs, and various other documents, a board member for the Ivan Franko Museum and Library here in Winnipeg, and the Taras Shevchenko Museum in Toronto.
A really excellent group, and I'm thinking potential guests on the Weekend Morning Show.
Absolutely.
So thanks for shining a light on them. When are nominations for next year's awards due?
Well, if all goes well, we anticipate a nomination deadline of the 28th of February, 2025. But, you know, people don't have to wait to that deadline. You know, they can be submitted at any time and they'll be retained until the deadline passes next year. Any person, in fact, who has been nominated in past years but not recommended, you know, because the reality is, you know, we get many more nominations than can be recommended. And so there's often always very good candidates who just simply cannot be recommended. Well, they do get carried over and considered again. So I encourage the people who have nominated people that didn't get recommended to contact me, and we can discuss how to enhance those nominations and increase their likelihood of success. You know, we really do want to give every nomination due consideration so that exceptional people doing exceptional work for the benefit of all Manitobans can be fully recognized and celebrated.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, you know, there's an old building in Winnipeg now sitting vacant that looks like a fortress. The building is surrounded by a tall concrete wall topped with barbed wire. You know, you might think it used to be a prison, but, you know, it had a much more benevolent purpose. And I'm going to describe that purpose next week.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Gordon.
See you then. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.